From inside the bunker of the MTD Radio Studios, I'm Tom Ayres in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. The New Mexico Supreme Court sided with Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham and gave her the go-ahead to fine businesses up to $5,000 a day if they continue to defy her state-mandated public orders. Several businesses in Lee County and in Southeast New Mexico were plaintiffs in the lawsuit against the governor, also the New Mexico Department of Health, and the New Mexico Department of Safety Secretary. So any businesses in New Mexico that do not adhere to the governor's public health orders will suffer the wrath of the governor. State Representative Jim Townsend of District 54, who represents Eddie Chavez and Otero counties, elaborates on the ruling.
My understanding is what they said was because the legislature did not say she could fine someone $5,000, she has the ability to. And, you know, I think that's unfortunate. I don't think it's in the best interest of New Mexicans. And I personally believe the Supreme Court got it wrong this time.
Hobbs City Commissioner and construction business owner Dwayne Panic says that the ruling on Tuesday gives the governor full autonomy over the state. It's no longer business. It's now personal.
At this point, that makes any business open target for her. She has some vendetta against you, or she has some reason that she feels you to be closed. And I believe she's trying to do it with that kind of power. She could use that power any way she deems fit.
When Grisham issued the so-called emergency health orders in March, it begged the question as to how long can she hold that order over the citizens of New Mexico. Well, it got Roswell Mayor Dennis Kentai to ponder about that.
How long does an emergency remain an emergency? We're now getting into the fifth month of this. Does she have the authority to keep going for years? Can that we be forced to remain in an emergency state simply because she says so?
So how does the judgment in the governor's favor affect the upcoming lawsuit by the New Mexico Restaurant Association to reopen indoor dining? CEO Carol Wright.
I'm in a kind of a hopeless state right now. I don't know where to go.
She hopes that the state Supreme Court will issue a fair ruling on the matter, but she's not holding her breath. The Lee County Youth Livestock Show continued in Lovington at the fairgrounds with the hog show. This judge described the particulars of the black hog.
Black hogs are very hard to distinguish. They want to be a little bit plainer. They maybe don't want to push and go. They want to be a little bit rounder hips.
In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom Ayres.